they need to win at least four of those for any shot at the playoffs. Coming off a bye week, they should be rested and ready to take on the Minnesota Vikings at Allegiant Stadium this Sunday. The LA Lakers take on the New Orleans Pelicans tonight at T-Mobile Arena. Catch all the action on our sister station, 106.9 The Bomb.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Hi, this is Marla Letizia inviting you to join Kevin Wall and me every Wednesday at 7:35 a.m. as we discuss living in our long life era. The conversation is a blast.
Brought to you by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, we'd rather wait.
Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ.
I'm Ron Quince, better known as Ron Q, and I'm running for Congressional District 1. As we celebrate the holiday season, my family's favorite time of the year, let us reflect on the principles that make our nation great. This Christmas, may the spirit of unity and shared values guide us. Let's appreciate the blessings of freedom, family, and faith. United by both our similarities and our differences, let's work together to move our country ahead towards a brighter future that I know is possible. Wishing you a joyous holiday season and a prosperous new year. In the spirit of conservative values, may our country continue to thrive and uphold the principles that make it exceptional. From my family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. I am Ron Quince, and I approve this message.
With the holidays upon us, the increase in traveling, shopping, and connecting online also heightens the need to protect your identity and finances with LifeLock. Identity thieves see this time of year as an opportunity to drain your accounts, open new loans in your name, and damage your financial future. LifeLock detects and alerts you to the threats you might miss on your own. Don't let the busy holiday season catch you off guard. Save up to 25% off your first year with promo code CLAY. LifeLock.com, promo code CLAY.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Clean up and investigation of an accident, early morning accident on the drive toward California still has all lanes, southbound lanes on I-15 shut down at Gene. Traffic is being diverted off their 15 southbound at Gene. Back in town here in the Northern Beltway, two accidents, one at the Beltway Interchange. Again, this is in the northwest on 215 westbound, right where it meets up with 95. Still clearing up an earlier injury accident on 215 eastbound after Jones. That's also the Northern Beltway. And one on 95 southbound heading toward Henderson. That's at Tropicana and southbound 95 at Trop. East side accident at the intersection of Flamingo and Nellis also being worked out. Another beautiful day in the valley today. Sunny skies, afternoon highs that get to the mid-60s. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour brought to you by the Libre Initiative. Stay with us right here on this very radio station for the very latest on the tragedy at UNLV. We'll have more details coming up. The investigation is continuing. It was continuing into the wee small hours of this morning. We are not sure where they are, but when they do have a news conference, of course, we'll have the details for you coming up. I had a chance to visit with Randy Sutton earlier today, 30-year veteran at Metro, and I asked him simply put, because he was like me, riveted to the TV, watching what was going on, and I asked him, you know, give us your thoughts on what you saw yesterday.
I can tell you this, that if it weren't for a police officer that took the action that he did and the law enforcement response, many more people would have been hurt or killed. You know, I've been a cop for so long that I remember the days of Columbine when the police response was quite different than what the police response is now. And, you know, active shooter training is an integral part of the law enforcement job now. So when the reports came out about an active shooter on campus, both the UNLV PD and Metro responded, and they responded with great professionalism. They responded with courage, and the UNLV PD officer who engaged the suspect and killed him acted as exactly as a police officer is expected to act, and did the job properly.
I want to ask you about the training that is involved in listening to Kevin McMahill and the governor and a lot of others. This is something that that these police departments, different jurisdictions, but they all responded as one. Can you explain how much training goes into what happened yesterday?
Sure. So UNLV PD and Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department are two completely separate law enforcement agencies. The UNLV PD goes through a different training than Metro does. Metro has its own police academy, and UNLV goes to a different police academy. Yet the curriculum is very, very similar, and the curriculum is created by, well, it's not created, but there are certain state laws and requirements that to be certified as a police officer. And active shooter training is one of the aspects that is taught, not just in the academy, but throughout a police officer's training. You know, your training doesn't stop once you get out of the academy. It continues throughout your career. And active shooter training is something that all police departments utilize because, you know, we never know when it's going to happen. And, of course, Las Vegas has seen more than its share of active shooters. And you know, I can speak from experience as I was engaged in an active shooter incident myself.
I know that police officers undergo all kinds of training relative to their weapons. Most, and you correct me if I'm wrong on this, most police officers never use their weapon in the line of duty. And I guess my question is, what is it like when you've got to pull your weapon for that first time and you take somebody down?
Well, you're absolutely right in the you know, many people think from movies and TV that every police officer gets in multiple gunfights. You know, it's part of what, you know, the job. The reality is far different. I think somewhere around 6% of police officers throughout their entire careers will actually use their weapon, and very often that doesn't. You know, some of those end in killings, but very, very, very few. So you train and train and train for that eventuality, but most officers will never be required to, and thank God for that. When it does happen, when you are forced to utilize your weapon and either take a life or try to take a life, it has a profound effect on with the psyche of many people. There is a statistic out there that a large number of police officers, once they actually do use their weapons, will decide to leave the profession. The reality is quite different than the training. And you can train and train and train, but when the moment comes, when that moment of truth happens, you hope that you will you know, act accordingly and act in the manner in which you were trained. And that's part of the responsibility of every police agency is to give sufficient training so that a police officer knows when to appropriately use deadly force and then act at the appropriate moment.
Randy Sutton, good guy. He is a hero in my view. 30 years on the job, much of it at Metro, and you wonder why the networks, the cable news networks, use him so much, and of course local TV stations do as well. It's because he knows what he's talking about. He is a hero. He really honestly is. That's going to just about do it for today. Coming up tomorrow, the latest on Wednesday's tragedy at UNLV. What is it that triggered these senseless killings? It makes no sense at all. We'll talk about that coming up on our Friday show. Ron Futrell will join us as well. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where Bill O'Reilly News and Comment and Clay and Buck are coming up next.
Ask yourself, what's most important in your life? Family? Safety in your home? Visit Precision Armory and Range on Blue Diamond. Precision Armory and Range is a full-service gun store where customers are like family. Simply owning a firearm and exercising your Second Amendment right is not enough. Education and safety are essential. You can't protect yourself and loved ones if you can't shoot. We offer you the training to be the most responsible firearm owner possible. At Precision Armory and Range, we offer everything from first-time shooter course, which will give you the basic knowledge to handle a firearm safely, all the way to our outstanding private one-on-one lesson with our highly experienced in-house instructors. Precision Armory and Range also offers weekly concealed carry classes and, coming soon, safety classes for young adults. Improve your shooting skills at one of our six shooting lanes at Precision Armory. Competitive prices on everything from firearms to accessories, private party transfers, PLIV qualification sign-off, and classes. Education and safety are Precision Armory and Range's most important core values. Be smart and be safe with your firearm, and you'll have the confidence to protect those most important to you. Precision Armory and Range on Blue Diamond.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborne Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else has gotten back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent six organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Thursday, December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. McCarthy leaving. Fake electors charged. Ivy League president's in trouble. And Daddy Yankee has a new calling. It's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, the former Speaker of the House, Republican Kevin McCarthy, is leaving, ending his term by the end of the year. This is less than 2 months after being kicked out of power. McCarthy has been in Congress for 17 years. He became the Speaker after 15 rounds of voting, and 9 months later was kicked out. We have a biased, lamestream media alert. You're going to see a lot of headlines like this. Fake Trump electors settle lawsuit in Wisconsin. Or Nevada Attorney General announces charges against six Trump fake electors. These were not fake electors. They were alternate electors. In case the recounts of the ballots were successful in Trump's favor, it would be wise to have alternate electors so that the courts cannot say, well, the ballots were in favor of Trump, but there's no time to get other electors. We'll just keep the electors who they are. It's the same thing that JFK did in Hawaii in 1960. JFK was first declared the loser of Hawaii by 141 votes. He ended up winning the state by 115, and the electors were on standby the whole time. Same thing here, but you're going to keep hearing about fake electors, as if they were wearing like Groucho Marx glasses, pretending to be Biden electors. And then at the last minute, ha ha, tricked you. The presidents of MIT, Harvard, and University of Pennsylvania are in a PR nightmare right now after their congressional hearing, where they just could not say that when students call for genocide against Jews, that that's a violation of their harassment policies. The Democrat governor of Pennsylvania said this proves that University of Pennsylvania has failed leadership, even the White House deputy press secretary saying it's unbelievable that this needs to be said, but calls for genocide are monstrous and antithetical to everything we represent as a country. Daddy Yankee, super famous reggaeton musician, 30 million records sold. Despacito is the second most streamed video on YouTube of all time. At the end of a concert the other day in Puerto Rico, he said this is his last concert. He said, for a long time, I've tried filling a hole in my life that no one could fill. On many occasions, it seemed to me as if I was happy, but something was missing for me to feel complete. He said, I'm not ashamed to tell the whole world that Jesus lives in me and that I will live for him, and that all the tools I have in my possession, music, social networks, platforms, microphone, are now for the kingdom. He said, living a successful life is not the same as living a purposeful life. I'm Mike Slater. The great Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
It is a harsh reality, but many people find themselves owing money to the IRS. And all those scary ads on the radio about the IRS, well, they don't help. Tax relief advocates want you to relax and breathe easy, knowing that whether you owe $5,000, $50,000, or $500 in tax debt, you don't have to fear the IRS for another day. TRA, Tax Relief Advocates, has a proven three-step tax resolution process, plus they are experts at working with special programs available from the IRS to help taxpayers get back on track. So don't lose hope. Tax Relief Advocates can help you significantly reduce or even eliminate your IRS debt. If they can't reduce your tax debt, you will pay nothing. Please visit TRA.com or call 800-575-2193. 800-575-2193. 800-575-2193.
Hi, I'm Attorney Kevin Rowe. Recently, Lerner & Rowe was named the second most influential law firm in the United States. Although we have offices in other parts of the country, we are your local law firm. No other law firm in the state comes close to the experience, reputation, and results as Lerner & Rowe. When you're hurt in a wreck and need a check, call the law firm that can get you the results you need. Call Lerner & Rowe.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, Managing Attorney.
exclusive angle of breaking news.
Yeah, we've got a problem here on I-15.
Plus, the News 3 Weather Authority. Tracking conditions with details down to your neighborhood.
The storms pushing through the Las Vegas Valley.
And anchors and reporters telling local stories. A morning newscast that focuses on stories from Las Vegas. News 3 Today. Weekday mornings from 4 to 7.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. One of the most harrowing stories in my book, Killing the Witches, is the modern-day destruction of former ESPN tennis analyst Doug Adler. In 2017, he described Venus Williams as using guerrilla tactics during the Australian Open, meaning she had a hit-and-run style. Presto, internet reports popped up saying Adler called Venus Williams a gorilla, the animal. The man was fired by ESPN. Shortly after that, he suffered a heart attack and almost died. Adler is the victim of the odious witch hunt underway right now in America. Now, this week, another false story on social media. It said that demoted New York Jet quarterback Zach Wilson was refusing to play this upcoming Sunday. The report was all over the net, mocking the young man in a variety of cruel ways. Nobody checked the story. They just put it out there. And now we learn the report is false. Too late for Zach Wilson. Internet assassins are not held accountable and could not care less about the truth. A stream of tobacco juice is more worthy than what they spit out. Evil. That's what the modern-day witch hunt is, and that's what Salem was. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Dr. Larry Peck. O'Reilly, you said no one benefits from the clash between blacks and Jews, but I believe the progressive left benefits because they want strife in the country. Their goal is to destroy us by creating social and all times of chaos. But what this has done, Doctor, is spotlighted these lunatics on the progressive left. And most Americans don't like that. So it has hurt them, their image. Kurt, I think the protests and the people coming out for Hamas is good, because we can now see who they are. There you go. Kurt and I are on the same wavelength, to use a cliche. Patricia Resnick, South Bethany, Delaware. I don't understand how Hamas was able to build a massive amount of tunnels. Why did no one stop it? Who's going to stop it? Hamas controls Gaza. Israel doesn't have any sway in there. That's a Hamas-Palestinian area. Who would stop it? That's what the problem is. The terrorists run Gaza. Sharon, it's kind of hard to believe that the Democratic Party has been grooming Kamala Harris for nothing. She checks the boxes, first female of color, and she's a progressive. Yeah, but her poll numbers are worse than Biden's. So yeah, the progressives in the Democrat Party would love to have her run, but Americans don't like her. David Hotson, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. The fact that George Santos got elected was failure of the media. Okay. I disagree. It's failure of me. I voted for him. My district. I didn't check him out. I don't depend on the media for anything. I am the media. And that's what I should have checked him out. Special election in February here in New York to, because he's booted, to elect another congressman for the third. And this time I'm going to study these guys or gals. In a moment. Something you might not know. If you or your business is falling behind filing your tax returns, or if you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The Biden administration just unveiled an $80 billion plan to modernize the IRS and reduce the unpaid tax debt. Are you tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments? You do not have to face the IRS alone. Hire Anthem Tax Services. They can help you settle your delinquent tax problems and all collections. and may even be able to reduce your back taxes significantly. If Anthem Tax Service cannot reduce your current monthly payment with the IRS or state, or they don't put you in a better position, you might qualify for the 100% money-back guarantee. Please call Anthem Tax Services, 800-810-9193, 800-810-9193, 800-810-9193.
Do you have a toothache? Don't worry. Happy Smiles Dental Group has appointments available on the same day. Call 702-476-6767. They are open Monday through Saturday. They take most insurances, including Medicaid. They also have a denture lab on site where you can have your denture repaired on the same day. Other services include braces, implants, crowns, veneers, and more. Call 702-476-6767, located at 2585 South Jones Boulevard, corner of Sahara and Jones.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Hiring the right lawyer can make a huge difference. It can decide how much money you put in your pocket. If you've been injured in an accident, call me right now. 728-5500.
Paul Powell. More lawyer. Less fee.
No. 82 years ago today, the Empire of Japan launched a surprise attack against American forces at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. The assault began a global conflict that wound up claiming the lives of 80 million people. Here is the story. In July 1941, the USA imposed an oil embargo against Japan to slow that nation's brutal conquest of Asia. With energy supplies dwindling, the emperor and his generals forged a plan to neutralize the U.S. Navy, which enforced the embargo. On the morning of December 7th, American radar reported a large group of aircraft heading towards Hawaii, but sounded no alarm. At 7:48 a.m., Japanese bombers descended from the clouds over Oahu. Warplanes followed behind. 90 minutes later, 2,500 Americans were dead, 800 wounded, 4 battleships sunk, 200 aircraft destroyed. The following day, President Franklin Roosevelt addressed the nation, referring to December 7th as a day which will live in infamy. After that speech, Congress approved a resolution of war against Japan. Well, that was catastrophic for the land of the rising sun. Between Pearl Harbor and the emperor's unconditional surrender, 2.5 million Japanese people were killed, including 500,000 civilians. All major cities were reduced to rubble, two obliterated by nuclear bombs. Japan lost 45% of its entire economy. The empire was reduced from 3.3 million square miles to 100,000. Between 1945 and 52, General Douglas MacArthur led the occupying forces in the reconstruction of Japan. It would take another 30 years for the country to recover from the war. And here's something else you might not know. In 2016, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe toured Pearl Harbor with then-President Barack Obama. Though he refused to give a formal apology, Abe did say, "Everlasting condolences to the American sailors who perished." For more about Japan and World War II, please check out my book, Killing the Rising Sun. Back after this. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call CarShield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584 for a free quote. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.